Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And Tanya, what a great day it's been.
It has been a great day. Our seventh, six.
Six.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm already planning for next year. Sixth annual Celebrating Women in Real Estate that GSBOR, the Greater Springfield Board of Realtors, puts on every year. And we are so lucky we get to host it.
Yeah, it's fun for us.
Yes.
And we get to have lunch with our friends, and we had some great content this year. And we're lucky enough to have one of our guests with us still today. And that is Brandi Harris, CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of Springfield. And we're excited to have you.
Welcome, Brandi, and thank you for your speech today.
It was amazing.
It was, and you not only touched people in the audience who maybe have had a similar experience growing up as you, but also how you ended it. We're going to give you a moment here to tell us what your speech was about and tell our listeners who weren't here, but housing is important to those of us in the room, as well as those of you who have experienced hardships growing up with housing. So I'll let that lead into, tell our listeners what your speech was pointed at today, and what can you tell our listeners that weren't in the room today about your heart and where it was in your speech?
Thank you for asking me that. And I first just want to thank you all for having me. I was texting Angie yesterday as I was finishing up the speech, and I was just incredibly grateful for the opportunity to reflect on what I was going to put into the speech. So the goal of the speech was to speak to the audience and help them understand that, like, the industry that they're in is so much bigger than mortgages and selling homes. They help provide people with opportunity and dignity. And there is hardly anything in the world that is bigger or better than that. And I just wanted to hopefully resonate with people in the audience, but also, like, remind people who maybe didn't have a similar experience that I did how much bigger real estate is. Like, and I hope that was the message. But also, for such a long time, those houses that I had on the screen that I was sharing, those houses that I lived in Springfield, for so long, those houses were negative. Like, I only had negative memories. And what writing this speech and thinking about my homes did for me was, like, realize there were actually some really beautiful moments there too. Yeah. So I just appreciate that. That wouldn't have existed if you guys didn't give me the opportunity to talk about it today. So thank you.
It was amazing. You know, we do this day in and day out. And like everyone who has a job, you get in the rut and you get, this is what I do, and it's all about signing contracts. And we try really hard not to do that because we believe we're in the people business. We provide a service for our clients. But just hearing you say that, really, I think it drove it home to everyone in the room.
I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to hear that. Like, I never thought in a million years that I would own my own home, and that is my situation now, which is so amazing. But it also took people like the people in the room today to help me realize that that was possible. Mm-hmm. There are so many people, even the families I work with at Boys and Girls Club, who think buying a home or just being a first-time home buyer, buying a home, whatever, it does not exist for them. There is no way they can do it because it just seems like barrier after barrier. They think it'll be too expensive. They don't understand how to get that process started. Mm-hmm. And so many of the people in the audience, including both of you, like making real estate publicly palatable and digestible is so important because there are people who can have a space to call their own. Mm-hmm. There are people who can like buy their first home. They just need someone to like walk alongside them.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of those people in my life growing up, and I just know there are people in this room today and watching who are also that for people or can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandy, you know what's going through my head right now? I'm thinking, is there something we can offer at the Boys and Girls Club would help the people that the kids that are in your buildings?
Absolutely.
Can we do something to help foster that and mentor some people and help them understand that that's an achievable dream? Because it is.
It absolutely is. And thank you for thinking that way. Mm-hmm. There are about 10 people who said the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that makes me so happy because that's after sharing my story and sharing a little bit about my work, so many people in the room, their first thought was like, how can I help? And that's just, I don't know if that is the real estate industry everywhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think Springfield is uniquely special with people who care deeply about the community. And I definitely would have to think about ways that you could help, because obviously there are ways you can, but instantly first is just like getting in a room with our families, mm-hmm. with our teens, and just telling them that it's possible and it doesn't have to be this huge hurdle.
Right.
We have the audience, we just need the experts and people who are willing to donate their time and their energy into letting people know that the possibilities are endless if you believe, but then also like have someone to walk alongside you during that process. So thank you so much for thinking about that. And as soon as I leave here, it's all I'm going to think about. And then I'll have an actual proposal that I'll send you by the end of the day about how all of you can come help.
We would love that, because so many times we talk to people and we'll say, okay, we're going to do that. And then it doesn't, if we're offering, we want to help.
Absolutely.
And we, you know, if you need us to help bridge that or whatever, we want to do that. You know, Brandy, in your speech, you made a big point about you could live anywhere. You've got a big job, but you get offers probably to move to different Boys and Girls Clubs across the country. Mm-hmm. And those opportunities are endless, but you choose to stay in Springfield. And would you share with our listeners a little bit what you said about that?
Yeah, and I am fortunate to receive job offers for other nonprofits, for other industries, and other Boys and Girls Clubs across the country. And that's not me flexing, even though it is pretty cool. It's not me flexing. I want to drive the point home that like I don't have to live in Springfield. I'm choosing it every day. And one of the main reasons why is when I was growing up, Springfield was the first place I was able to call home. And like the idea of being able to help do that for other kids in the community that I literally attribute to saving my life, the space, the people in it, even the homes, like I'm here today because of all of that. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to do the same thing, pour as much into this community as it did for me. Like that is very important to me. And another reason is that I just think Springfield is amazing, but there are things that we could do better. And I don't think any of that happens when people keep leaving the community. There are so many people who talk about like, I need to get out of Springfield. I'm going to go to a bigger city so I can do X, Y, and Z. You can do X, Y, and Z here. Mm-hmm. It's just going to take a little bit of time and effort. Mm-hmm. And so many people just kind of like wait until things happen at them. But I believe I have like the energy and the passion to move the needle in Springfield in a way that I think the majority of people in Springfield want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we believe in you. We believe you.
Thank you.
Are moving the needle currently. Oh, mm-hmm. Something that was another big point you made in your speech was about support that you have mm-hmm. had and people believing in yeah. you. So can you say a few words to that idea? Because you deal with children every day and mm-hmm. you probably see yourself in a lot of those kids.
That absolutely.
They're, you know, maybe they live in poverty. Maybe they don't have the best family life at home.
Yeah.
And so they need people outside of the house to believe in them and encourage them. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. Also, what a cool responsibility that is. But I do not yes. take that lightly.
Yeah.
Because I truly believe there are no neutral interactions with kids. Everything you do and don't do is going to have some sort of impact on them. Mm-hmm. And the moments that I shared, they are all real. I have journals with all of those moments in them, and I remember them vividly. They're seemingly small moments, like a teacher high-fiving you every time they see you in a hall.
Right.
Like, on paper, that doesn't really seem, that seems cool, but doesn't seem like it would be life-changing, but for me, it was. Mm-hmm. These seemingly small moments helped me believe that I could be bigger than my circumstance or experience, and like people saw me. For so long in my life, I was desperate for someone to see me, but in a healthy, safe way. Right. And I truly don't believe that happened until I walked into Reed Middle School, Reed Academy now. Mm-hmm. And I will cherish those moments forever. Most of the people I talked about, I'm still in touch with today. Julie Leith is on the Boys and Girls Club board. Judy Bruner, I mean, she's on the school board right now, mm-hmm. working very hard to still advocate for kids. You know, she's been doing that the majority of her life. These are people who have remained mentors for me. It wasn't just, I'm here for you in eighth and ninth grade and then see ya.
Right.
Coach Gordon, Mary Kay Hostler, they play pickleball in the Boys and Girls Club gyms. Like every week, okay? And it's so good to walk in and to see them like outside of what I knew them as coaches yeah. and teachers, you know? They're just yeah. still in my life, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We had you on the podcast about a year ago, and at that time you were still picking out things for this amazing teen center
yeah.
that has now opened. So I wanna give you the opportunity to tell our listeners about the Teen Center, because it's an amazing facility. It's a gem for our community, and I want you to have the opportunity to talk about it.
Most of the time, people think, oh, the building is built now, so like I don't have to care about it, or it doesn't need the support like it did when I was in the middle of a capital campaign. Mm-hmm. But now, the building is built, and a building is just a building until you get the people and the things inside of it. So right now, I will tell you, it's overwhelming in a good way. We did not expect to have 350 kids enrolled. We did not expect to have a wait list of 100 kids. We didn't expect to need to be hiring more staff at this stage of the game. But it just illustrates how incredible the need is in this community. And a lot of times, I'll rewind for a sec. Missouri's done a really good job focusing on early childhood education, and what that has inadvertently and unintentionally done is like neglected middle and high school students. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people think, oh, well, if you're in middle school or high school, like you can go home, you can walk home, you can figure something out to do after school. But what they're doing is engaging in unhealthy behaviors, mm-hmm. risky behaviors. They're hanging out at the mall and making decisions that aren't great. They're getting involved in things that maybe aren't the healthiest options. Mm-hmm. And what we have built is a 32,000 square foot building that is what I hope a third place for so many teens, a place where they can come and unwind from school, where they can get access to pretty much any program that you can possibly imagine, where their basic needs are met. So we have a wellness wing that has a barbershop / salon. We have an incredible partnership with Care to Learn, and they stock our Care to Learn closet with health, hygiene, hunger items. Mm-hmm. So like if you need shampoo at home, you just walk down the hall and get it, and then you can bring it home. Mm-hmm. We have a partnership with Burl, so we have mental health services for all of our kids free of charge. And we have a health hub in partnership with Cox Health. So like your medical needs, your mental health needs, your hygiene, health, hunger needs, your workforce readiness opportunities, it all exists in the building.
Wow.
And it's incredible to be a part of and incredible to watch. But it's also one thing that I think sometimes I can forget about because I get excited about the programs we offer. I think the most important thing about this space is that it gives middle and high school students a place to like actually just be a kid not worry about the responsibilities they might have, not worry about what they're going to make for dinner. They just get to play air hockey and like make jokes that I fake laugh at because they're not even funny. You know, like it's just, it's a beautiful thing. I just can't believe that my middle and high school years after school were incredibly hard. And to think about now there's this space where kids can go, it's just very cool. I'm very thankful that I get to do this work. But I'm also really tired and we need more money. So if you could give it to us.
Give us your shameless plug there.
We launched a $12 million campaign a couple of years ago. The building cost about $9 million. Furniture about $1 million, and then we built in some funding for programming for the first couple of years. We still have $700,000 to raise before June of next year, and that last little bit is always the hardest, especially because people can drive by, they see a building, they know kids are in it, they're safe. Why do we need to keep going?
They think it's done. Yeah. It's good.
Staff are expensive.
Yeah.
The experience is expensive. One of the great things about this space is that it's free for our kids. Yeah. We wanted to remove the barrier of transportation and cost. But for Boys and Girls Club to run a kid through that program, it's $2,500 per kid. So we are trying to make up that money from generous support of the community, state and federal grants. United Way is a huge supporter of us. We're just... we need that funding to make the magic happen inside the building.
So those of you out there who need to spend some money
before
the
end
of the year,
that's right.
Make some donations.
Donation time.
Brandy would happily take your money.
I would love to take it. And then also show you what that money is doing. Boys and Girls Clubs of America actually did a recent study of Boys and Girls Clubs across the nation, and what that study found, the University of Michigan did it, what that study found is that for every $1 invested into a Boys and Girls Club, there's a $10.32 return on economic development, on just your return on investment. So the money goes a very long way. So
I love that. Brandy, we love you.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for
coming.
Everything.
Today.
Thank you for asking me, and thank you for the podcast last year. I still even remember I was wearing Crocs, which I'm very passionate about, and you guys pretended to like them or actually liked them. I'm not sure.
And your lipstick. Do you remember that conversation?
Has my lipstick actually come off?
We pulled out all of our lipstick.
Do you have it today?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna look at it. Has mine come off because I didn't wear my...
It's still there.
That's right. Cut. Go to commercial. Thank you guys so much. Really, I had a great time.
Thank you so much. So we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back with you.
Real Talk, Real Industry Insights. Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Jack Langley at Gershman Mortgage. We've been helping home buyers and real estate professionals for over 70 years, and we know that success just isn't about transactions. It's about knowledge, relationships, and having the right tools to grow. That's why we're proud to host Simply Authentic in our studio, bringing you the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help us all get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
And we're back, and we just want to, we let Brandy go. She's got things to do. So we just want to, again, thank her for being here, for giving a great inspirational speech for our listeners today in the audience. And we kicked off the day, though. We'll go back and talk about that, Tanya, how we kicked off the day with Lori Robertson. And she led us through some exercises that I think made everybody in the room kind of pause and think about. That was what was intended anyway.
Yes, I think so, too. So the first exercise, she gave out a handout that had all kinds of words on it of how you would describe someone or describe yourself. So your first job was to write three words that you think describe yourself on the back of your paper. And then you gave the front of your paper with all of those words on it. You gave them, or you gave it to people you knew.
Right.
And they were to circle the words that meant, or that reminded them of you.
Yeah, right? Described you.
Described you, yes.
You know, Tanya, that was a fun exercise to kind of see what everybody circled on your page.
Yeah.
And you and I did that for each other. And I was like, oh my God, I can only choose three. There's like 500 on here that would fit. you know, there wasn't any words like smart ass or, you know, really great podcast host
there
or anything.
Not, no, there was great not. Great podcaster.
No.
I left that off.
I know.
There.
We'll have to talk to her about that for next time. Yeah. The word authentic was on our list, though.
It was. So. I circled that first thing for you, Angie.
Yes.
And you left it off.
I know. Time. I missed it.
Anyway, the idea of that was to get your mind thinking about not only yourself and how you would describe yourself, but how other people describe you.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes a very large compliment to hear what someone else thinks about you.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah. And she then asked the question, and do the things that people circled, is that what you want to be? Is that who you want to be?
Right.
Is it, even if you didn't think about it yourself and somebody circled that, is that something you're trying to achieve? So right. it was kind of eye-opening.
Yeah.
And then we went on to the second exercise, which was...
Oh, you want me to tell them about it? Okay. So the second exercise was... It's the end of your career.
That's right. We're thinking about the end. We have the end in mind.
It's your retirement party.
Yes.
So you're at your retirement party and you've written a speech about, or someone's written it for you about you, and what is on that speech? What have you done? So it's kind of cool to sit and think about, and really I need to do this exercise alone by myself because... Yeah. I have so much going on in my life right now that I can't think about the end. I'm only concentrating on this minute.
Yeah, what's so, right in front of you.
Yeah. So, but I think for everybody out there listening, it's an exercise of what legacy did you want to leave in your life? What legacy do you want to leave?
Yeah.
What are the things, like you might be at the top of your career right now and be the CEO and have the job and have the car and have the house and have the family. But is that the legacy you want to leave?
Mm-hmm.
And many times it's not.
No.
Many times if you sit down and think about it, you would rather be doing something else with your time, but we have to pay our bills and we've climbed that ladder.
Right.
You can't now just say, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
So what would that look like as you sit down and think about what are the things at the end that you want people to know you did?
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of interesting. We went around and let a few people tell, you know, their story, and several of them said something that was in the nonprofit realm or, you know, giving back. It had to do with actually giving versus what they attained.
Yes.
So I thought that was interesting.
Agree.
And then the final exercise was what one thing can you do? What can you do right now? Mm-hmm. And is there someone who can help you with that? And really think about people that you know, or maybe you don't know them yet, but you have people in your life that maybe you should ask if they can make an introduction and get that person to sit down with you, have coffee with you or whatever, but who can help you achieve what it is you want to achieve?
And I just want to remind people, because with this podcast and the people that we've met on it, there isn't one person that we have met in the last 2.5 years or that we've had as a guest on or that we've been at an event with that I wouldn't feel like I could walk up to and say, who do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Or who do you know who would know how to coach me on this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I think, and Terry... On this Celebrating Women in Real Estate last year, Terry Tucker, who was our keynote, she has spoken about that before and about being someone's coach or turning into someone's coach and or asking someone to be her coach, that they just want to leave something good behind when they're gone. They didn't. So her mentor, her story was her mentor did not ever charge her a dime.
Right.
He just said, I want you to take what I'm giving you and teaching you and give it to someone
Pass
else.
Pass it on. Yeah.
So I think that's a good reminder that there are connectors everywhere.
Yeah.
You just have to have your eyes open
and be
willing to ask.
Yeah. Not be afraid to ask. And Lori ended the session today with, it's never too late. And I think that's a great thing to keep in mind, that oftentimes we tell ourselves, oh, I'm too old to do that, or I don't have the ability to do that, or whatever the case may be, but you're not. You can start anything new at any time in your life and be successful at it. You just have to take that first step.
You do.
So it was a great morning.
It was. And we, of course, want to thank all of the sponsors who were here.
Absolutely.
A lot of our friends, you know, in the room, and affiliates in the room, mm-hmm. who make this event possible. If you are listening out there and you want to come next year, shoot a text to Angie or I, or go to our new website,
yes.
which we will promote on social media.
Yeah.
But it's the simplyauthenticpod.com. And we would love to get you a ticket for you to attend with us next year.
Yeah. We do give away two awards at this event. And so I want to give a big shout out to the winners this year. We give the Dreamcatcher Award. Both awards were inspired by Carol Jones.
Yes.
So she was an innovator. She believed in dreaming and doing your dream board and all of those things. And she left a legacy. So we have the Dreamcatcher Award, and then another award for someone who's been a longstanding realtor who has given back to the community and to mm-hmm. our industry. And Bria Hunter was the Dreamcatcher Award. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Bria.
Congratulations, Bria. And the other award went to Stacy Klim, who has been a pillar of the real estate community in Springfield, Missouri and surrounding area for many, many years. We love her. She's a personal friend of Angie and I.
Yeah.
So we want to say congratulations to both of them.
Congrats, Stacy.
Yeah. So we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And just a reminder, you can do anything you want to do and make sure you're dreaming big for your future.
That's right. We want to thank again Gershman for recording with us and our premier sponsor, Great American Title. As always, thank you, and we hope you share this episode and enjoy it yourself. Until next time.
See you guys next time. Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.